Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
A Mayo housing official has called for a radical boycott of holiday homeowners. Take a listen to the Director of Services for Housing and Roads at Mayo County Council, Tom Gilligan. He explained his decision on Breakfast earlier.
According to the 2022 census, there are 5,987 holiday homes in Mayo. And in the middle of a housing crisis, we need homes for people. You know, we have young people that are staying at home, they're living at home with mom and dad, that have been in the same room all their lives in, you know, late 20s, early 30s. When you have 6,000 homes in Mayo that are vacant for 9, 10, 11 months of the year in the middle of a housing crisis, it's morally wrong.
Is it fair to call for a boycott of holiday homeowners if they've businesses? 1800 453 106, that's the number. John's on the line. Do you agree, John?
No, I don't. I don't agree at all. No, in my opinion, no. Boycotting the holiday homeowners would be completely wrong. In my view, like I heard Mr. Gilligan's piece earlier, and I've read a few bits up since. And he says he doesn't want to demonise these people, and but encouraged in his email the process of not engaging with them. But for me, I would find that it would be a form of bullying, to be honest. And we teach our kids in school that, you know, at this stage, like, if you're not engaging with other kids, then it can be classed as a form of bullying. So I just find that it would be like a form, as I say, of bullying. Boycotting is relevant in certain situations, but I don't see it in this.
Now, to be fair to Thomas' points, where, you know, he explained earlier that his intention is in no way to demonise, you know, the holiday homeowners or the second homeowners.
I get that, but how does that not how are they not some way demonised if they're not engaged with in the community? So they arrive into the community, they're doing their business, and they're ignored, they're not dealt with, they're not served in shops or whatever way they, how they actually engage in a boycott is another good question. It doesn't seem realistic to me, but there is many other, like, there is good point, like, he is right in what he's saying. There is houses that need to be get back into the stock. There is people that are in need of homes in that area, in everywhere in the country, but they could engage with these people in regards to repurchasing them, having a look if they aren't being used. Yes, I'm of a political view that taxation on homes or property tax is not a great thing. But if you're in a situation where you are, if you have a holiday home and you're only using it 80 to 90 or less than 80 to 90% of the time, then I'd be of the opinion maybe possibly they are in a position to pay a heavier tax on that home. I can't see how that would be a method of raising funds. But, and of course, it all falls back to the actual real problem is that the housing crisis is lack of supply. So just turning around and focusing on this branch of people, I just feel it a bit heavy.
Okay, stay with me, John, for a few moments, if you don't mind. Director of Clew Bay Hotel, Darren Madden, is on the line. Do you agree with this call for a boycott of second holiday homeowners, Darren?
I think it's a bit harsh, all right, calling for a boycott. But there's no doubt about it. There's a housing crisis, and in Mayo, and particularly where I'm from in Westport, it's difficult to get new talent in, and find somewhere for them to stay. With employers to employ staff, and also I suppose it's pushing employers into getting into the realm of becoming landlords, which is happening in our sector, where we're having to rent properties ourselves and to sublet them then to staff. So I suppose it's not a space that we really want to be in.
No,
but we have no choice. But what I would say is that, I think the whole boycotting thing is a shot above the brow, and it's getting on the airwaves, which I think isn't a bad thing to be discussing.
Well, we're talking about it.
We're talking about it. But what I would say is that it's the people that are in the Airbnb sector, as we call it, which is a bit of a buzzword, which is one of the sales channels, but majority of them are booking.com, and there's a lot of other sales channels. The reality is that it is easier nowadays to have a short-term let, and it's quite lucrative to do that. And if you have a problem with the people that come in, it's generally a three-day problem. if you have a long-term let, it can become a three-year problem. And the problem you have is that people are not being incentivized enough to become landlords and long-term let. There's more regulation for long-term landlords than there is for short-term landlords. So, and I speak with this because I had two properties on Airbnb and also a hotel. Now I have staff in those properties because I need them for staff. But I know that it's easier and there's less regulation. And so they need to incentivize people that are in the Airbnb sector to go across to become full-time landlords to long-term let, rather than just depending on customers to decide. Because in fairness, if you're coming to Westport for a three-night stay, maybe for a wedding and a family, and you see a property online there for maybe 500-700 euros for a weekend, it's probably going to suit your needs, and people aren't going to be worried whether you need to boycott or not. They just want a bed for the night.
At a reasonable price.
At a cost that works for them.
George is joining us, Darren, in Lahinch. Look, it's an area I know too, affected by the likes of second-hand properties, short-term lets, Airbnb. George, we've spoke about this previously, but this sort of a call for a fairly, you know, radical boycott of holiday homeowners. Is it a step too far?
Well, look at, like, housing is extremely complex. We have, like, people in our community who make money on Airbnb and, you know, people who don't have houses, and they could be your uncle, they could be your cousins, you know? And, like, I totally get, like, this complex problem. Starting something like, let's boycott this, could actually be quite divisive, right? And it's kind of like, are we just going to blame the people who are renting out their houses? Like, I don't think that's the solution. Like, let's have a look at what's existing regulation, right? So since 2019, Irish law required planning permission for a property let, right? 81 were granted in County Galway, yeah? That's 4% of the estimated total amount, right? That's horrendous. Why is that not enforced? Like, the previous callers, I actually agree with many of their points. Like, there is not enough regulation for short-term lengths. And you're going to get the people like, well, it's my private property, I can rent it out. Well, like, you know, we have, like, Uber in Ireland. You're close to a licensed taxi driver, right? I have a car. I'm going to start picking up people driving around, right? But anyway, like in Galway, there's 1,208 homes on Airbnb, right? That's three times the amount of houses on Daft. In Clare, it's even worse. You wrote an article on me a couple of years ago about me living in the mobile here. I think it was like a... What is it about? Was it like about 12 on Daft with like 1,000 or something on Airbnb, right? So if the government isn't there to enforce this, you can start by emailing planningenforcement@galway.ie, right, to report illegal short-term lets. Catu, Galway, and Banu in Connemara, they're an Irish-speaking group. They are working to enforce this regulation first, right? That's like the first step.
Okay, but in the meantime, I suppose, in the absence of that happening, George, the idea of calling for a boycott of holiday home owners, is that fair? Like, what if it escalates? How do you stop it from escalating?
Like as I said, I don't know. I think you're targeting the wrong people. There, I actually think it might just be. I'm glad it was said in a way, because now we're discussing it. It's on the table again. This isn't the cause of the housing crisis, right? This is definitely affecting us.
We're laying the blame at the door, surely, of the wrong people. You know, there's some people who've become second homeowners.
I think if we start, like, this is what's happening in our world. We're starting to, like, get very divisive in our communities with many things, and this is one of them. And I think, like, you know, attacking the people who are renting their houses, no, I think we should be enforcing regulation, right? Would you not agree with that?
So
enforcing the existing regulation first.
Okay.
Baby step. We don't have a housing crisis. We have a housing emergency.
Yeah.
And I encourage anyone to join Catu Ireland.
Okay. So you want stricter rules and regulations around and enforcement, I suppose, around short-term lets. What about you, Oliver? Like, you're in Westport, in the area we're talking about today. I did think it was a fairly staggering stat that Tom Gilligan mentioned when he talked about over 5,900 holiday homes in Mayo alone, and often sitting lying idle for months, Oliver.
Yeah. Good morning, Andrea. My comment was in the context of the discussion that went on the radio this morning about being a Westport, being a very functional town in terms of tourism and industry. Like, we have about 7 or 8 hotels, and we have 5 or 6 really good companies. And in the tourism side, the holiday home is part of the tourist infrastructure. We have the hotels and we have B&Bs and we have Airbnb and we have the holiday homes. And a lot of people rent out their holiday home for part of the year in over the summer period and over Christmas and Easter. They don't particularly keep them for themselves. And in the last 3 or 4 years, as we all know, unfortunately, we have a big migration problem, and which I'm very sympathetic towards. And I think that we're probably going to need these people in the future, because if you look at Japan, Japan is taking a dive because they don't have any immigrants to replace the population that has been decimated by low birth rates. So I think that if we take out holiday properties, holiday homes, the number of accommodation available will decrease. And tourism has been hit a bit already by one major hotel had was fully occupied for 3 or 4 years, and other houses around the place are, and a lot of B&Bs are occupied. So we're going to reduce our tourism issue over the next 2 years.
And sure, Westport, where you're based, Oliver, a town heavily dependent on tourism, like many very seasonal towns around the country. And if we're talking about a boycott of holiday homeowners, I mean, we're effectively pulling out now a fairly hefty percentage of the of the seasonal accommodation that's there.
Well, I know Tom Gilligan, he's a fine fella and he does the right thing. But I think it's good to discuss it, get it out there. And to try and take the holiday homes off people, it's getting a bit, what do you call it, too serious. And I would suggest that the government, if they want to do that, let them buy the houses, set up a housing agency. Now, they're talking about getting a housing czar, but we have a minister for housing, and maybe he should take the bull by the horns. And we have apparently plenty of money in the kitty. So they should set up a housing agency, run it on a commercial business, and try and solve the problem that way.
You think that might be the solution? Listeners got in touch to say, I wonder how many planning permissions have been refused by the council from those wanting to build on their parents' land, but yet people can have a holiday home. Another texter has got in touch to say, politicians haven't invested in housing, looking for scapegoats now. It's the elderly rattling around in houses, holiday homes, Airbnbs, etc. Richard has got in touch to say, holiday homes are destroying many rural parts of Ireland, especially on the south and west coast. Communities are been hollowed out, depopulated due to a lack of available and affordable housing. Another texter suggests that Tom Gilligan needs to mind his own business. If you've worked hard and paid your taxes, what you do with your property is nobody else's business. I don't think the actual real issue has been addressed with the fault lies, says this texter. Another listener says, if we've no housing, it's the government's fault. We had to pay huge amounts for planning, also still paying mortgages. We have to give up our homes that we worked hard for all of our lives. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Look, I will make the point, and Darren Madden, you're still with us from the Clew Bay Hotel. You know, like a lot of people wondering how would a boycott work? Is your understanding that it's just avoid renting from people that have holiday homes?
Well, I don't think I don't think it would work anyway. I think it's a term that's used that's creating a sort of what we're talking about now, which is a bit of a media frenzy about the whole thing. But I mean, I agree with a lot of your listeners or your contributors there that I suppose, you know, I think Airbnbs, there's a market there. We need holiday homes. We need a mix of units for different type of customers and all of that. But let's regulate it. Let's sort of, let the council, let Tom Gilligan and his team should be start regulating the rules that are already there. And I would say to the government, try and incentivize people with second homes to become long-term landlords. And rather than, I think there's a lot of obstacles in the way at the moment for those people, and they're leaving in droves, and that's why they're deciding to leave long-term and to go into short-term. So I don't know. But I don't think someone from France is listening to your radio show, with all due respects. So, I mean, they're just going to go online to booking.com and Airbnb and book what suits them.
Yeah, if they can get something nice.
And also, I would say that, like, it's pretty broad sweep, and anyone that understands the business also understands that there are people out there listening to this show that have a room in their house that they let on Airbnb, which is fantastic. There are people with a little annex beside them that they sort of might have from and they use for Airbnb. They might have even a tent in the garden that they might use for Airbnb. That's what Airbnb was set up for. But I think really, I think what Tom is talking about is second homes. And I think that's where I would like to see more of those made available for long term. But if people want to use them as Airbnbs, well, then they should be allowed to do that. But it should be under a regulated...
They are paying tax. Like the people with the second home, well, they're paying plenty of tax.
I understand. Listen,
for the luxury of having
good,
this.
Revenue are very good at doing their job.
They're enforcing taxes and the collection of it.
But the reality is, if they're competing against, let's say, commercial holiday home units, all those holiday home units are paying commercial rates, water rates, are dealing with regulations through health and safety and all that. So I think, you know, making sort of a clean sweep across it, you have to understand if you're in business, then you need
to operate like a business, and you have to pay the rates like all of the other businesses, like you and many other, whether they be B&Bs or hotels around the country. Listener says, you only need to look at County Donegal, reliant on tourism, so holiday homes are part of that undoubtedly, but there's no consistency in the approach to what is built. This is part of the problem, suggests this listener. Another texter says, I think the Mayo official, Tom Gilligan, is really on to something here. This should be considered on a nationwide basis. When I move into my neighbourhood in Dublin City Centre nearly 17 years ago, I had loads of neighbours. There are literally no residents now. It's all empty apartments all over the place. It's heartbreaking. I think he's dead right in principle, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Is it fair to call for a boycott of holiday homeowners? You can email us either. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.